Happy Wednesday and welcome to Gardening with Sharon. It's brought to you by Proven Winners, celebrating 30 years of bringing outstanding and innovative plants to gardeners. Check them out at provenwinners.com. Sharon, what's going on this week? We're looking at plant purchasing strategies for early spring.
Yeah, so as I looked out my window here on like the very, very end of April, and it is snowing again, like I thought we were making some headway in the whole spring process, but thought maybe today, because it is snowing, maybe we should be talking about poinsettia care and Proven Winners' new line of houseplants. But I'm not going to. I'm going to talk about a plant purchasing strategy for early spring.
Yes.
So number one, try to hold back buying plants. Earlier isn't necessarily better because of our unpredictable spring weather. So that being said, I know that highly sought after plants, they go quickly. So what should you do? Number one is purchase those more unique plants that you really, really want. Purchase them early because perennial and annual picking is always best at the beginning of the season. And if it's going to ruin your garden to not have a certain plant, yes, go and get it. The second thing is then take your time buying the other plants that are more negotiable until the spring weather gets more stable. So I mean this in the sense of like the type of plant or the color. Like if you don't mind subbing a pink geranium for a red one, then you can let that purchase happen a little later. Or if you're flexible in which kind of annual you want to have in your shade garden, then it's not a panic to purchase. And then you can just get those when you need them. If it doesn't matter to you whether you have an impatien or a begonia in your shade garden, then, and if the color doesn't matter, then you can wait until later. And then the third thing, if you can, buy as you go, because that as well will prevent you from being overwhelmed and having like an entire dining room table, greenhouse worth of plants, or an entire garage worth of plants, and it's not good for them to sit on the dining room table or in the garage for any length of time. Just buy as you go if you can do that. So those are three strategies to help you negotiate this kind of spring weather.
Now, is there a plant in particular that's a little bit more hardy, can handle what's happening today?
You could get pansies and violas and dianthus. All of those can handle a frost about to about -5, and they can also handle the snow. So those are some good early spring purchases that are pretty reliable.
Awesome. All right, Sharon, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and my website, all under the moniker Gardening with Sharon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, too.